singing, just the hand claps.
Singing was good.
I like the singing.
Hi, I'm Donna from Clavrock, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pig.
I turned it down.
Only dogs can hear.
I turned it down.
Did you hear that?
No.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Jasana Britton in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey there. You're tuned into the Playing Favorites show with Brendan Donegan. Today the focus is on North American indigenous music, mostly recent stuff. I say North American because most of it is from Canada that I'm going to play, where First Nations artists are making a lot of quality music. Rest assured, Patriots, there'll be some music from the U.S. too. It's all and only on WGXC 90.7, coming to you live from Acra, Hudson, and our new studios on Main Street in the village of Catskill, New York. It's community-centered, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've got 14 great songs to share with you this morning, so let's get started with an American trio called Walela. They're here to sing the Cherokee Morning Song. Let's go.
Oh,
That was Land Back by a group of people called the Halusa Nation. An example of electric powwow. Before that, we heard Stadium Powwow by a tribe called Red, which has some connection to the Halusa Nation. Before that, Naka Day by a band called Digga Wolf from the Northern Territory or the Northwest Territory of Canada up by Yellowknife. At the top of the set, we heard the trio Walela do the Cherokee Morning Song. Up next, more Digga Wolf. Here's a tune called High Arctic. We'll be right back. We heard from the top the Digga Wolf song, High Arctic. That's Digga on the vocals. And he's the leader of the band. He got tired of non-Indigenous people asking him what Digga meant, so he added the, you know, English word wolf to it, and that became the name of the band, Digga Wolf. That was followed by Imuta by Beatrice Deer. She's Cree and Inuit. Inuit is the nation that was formerly called Eskimo, and the song is sung in Inuktitut, the language of the Inuit. After that, it was One Drum by Leela Gilday. She's also from, I think, the Northern Territory in Canada, where there's a lot of good music coming from. I just want to take a second to remind you that WGXE cares about your opinion. You know, you can leave an up to 3-minute message for replay on the air, whether it's a critique, a question, a suggestion, or a compliment, including about the playing favorite show, naturally. The number to call is 518-622-2598 and press 4. That's 518-622-2598 and press 4 to share your thoughts. Let's keep the mellow groove going with a singer and songwriter who is on his way to breakout in the United States. He's from the Alberta Peguis Nation, and his name is William Prince.
forever yours. And I will dream ourselves to have that walk.
Yeah, that was Diggerwolf again. This time with a song called Yellowstone. And that was the first Diggerwolf tune that I ever heard, and I was taken with it immediately. I think you can tell. That was preceded by singer, songwriter, musician William Prince singing Earthly Days from the album of the same name. Here's Buffy St. Marie on WGXE 90.7.
Held your head high and told all your friends all still going on here today. The government now wants the poor land back of the Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's now, you must help us, dear man, now that the buffalo's gone.
Tomorrow,
From the top, we heard Now That the Buffalo's Gone by Buffy St. Marie, followed by Odana by the singer, songwriter, filmmaker, and activist Alanis Obomsawin. And that was followed by Ulutamat by Inuit artist Elisapi, another Canadian artist on the verge of breakout in the United States. It's all and only on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. So that's about all the time we have today, but not quite. Thank you for listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Have an awesome week. Stay well, stay cool, and I'll see you back here next Monday, August 5th. When we'll have an early celebration of Jamaican Independence Day. Stay tuned to WGXE 90.7 FM for local news coming up shortly at 12 noon, followed by the Better Weather broadcast. Maybe they'll say something about all the smoke that's coming in from California. Wildfires. It's not haze, it's smoke. And the Deep Threes music show, following the Better Weather broadcast. Here's a classic hit song by an American indigenous band. You may know it. from 1974. That was Redbone. And that was 50 years ago. Oh, my God. Doing Come and Get Your Love. You're tuned to WGXE 90.7, coming to you from Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, in our new two-studio headquarters. Live. Community-centered, listener-supported radio for open ears. News coming up in about 30 seconds, even less. See you next week.